Decide to think big. As I shared earlier, I had a problem with a narrow mindset when I first started my business. I'm forever grateful to have met a successful entrepreneur who took me under his wing and was my mentor when I was first starting out. At lunch one day, he asked, "Hey Palmer, what's your dream? What are you going to do with this dynamic communication? What's your vision for dynamic?" My answer, John, was quite simple. I'm creating a business that's going to generate $50,000 in revenue, and I was just going to be happy. I answered with pride, and I was only three or four months into my efforts and was thrilled at the prospect of running my own business. And I now had some income and after years of unemployment, and I also knew that earning $50,000 revenue was very doable. So my sights were low. And part of that was because, again, I had just faced cancer and unemployment, so I didn't have the biggest of goals. You can imagine my surprise when John looked across the counter at me and said, "What the heck?" In effect, if you pardon my French, he bitch slapped me and said, "Jim, what the hell? $50,000? That's ridiculous. Why would you start a business for $50,000? That is small-time thinking." You know, I didn't realize it at the time, but that answer landed me in Squishyville. I could feel my embarrassment accelerating the more John berated me, but at the time it was a very important lesson that I needed to learn, and I needed to hear it. This was my first kind of session with tough love. I've had any number of coaching clients who, when I push them to think bigger in setting their goals, question the wisdom of a goal that, in their minds, is neither realistic nor attainable. Two of the attributes of the SMART goal system, SMART being specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and tangible. But I'll tell you this, I can't speak to what any of them or you might think or you might be able to achieve, but I'm very familiar with the power of the mindset and the limitations our brains place on us when we let them. We need to flip that thinking around and let our brains figure out how to achieve our goals. Your subconscious mind has the answers. Let it go to work for you. The idea of asking a question about how to solve a problem you face before going to bed and then magically waking with the solution isn't anecdotal. There is plenty of research that supports the power of the subconscious mind. The human brain is an amazing thing, and it can do amazing things when you let it. You simply have to get out of its way by eliminating small thinking and a narrow mindset. John kept pushing me to create bigger business than I thought was even possible. I certainly didn't have all the answers or even a clue when he first challenged me, but I gave my brain free rein to brew on the problem of growing my business and coming up with some ideas. And I did. I went to multiple six figures. Let's say you're in business of making and selling quilts. Between the designing, cutting, and stitching, you can turn out and sell one quilt a week. Now I'm going to challenge you and tell you that you have to sell 10 quilts a week. Don't resist and tell me it's impossible for you to make and sell 10 quilts a week. That's a knee-jerk reaction, small-time thinking. Instead, I want you to let your subconscious mind start mulling over the problem of how to make 10 quilts a week and start feeding you the answers. It may not come instantly, and in fact, it probably won't. The ideas that hold the answer for you may come while you're sleeping or while you're driving or even exercising. Suddenly you realize that you don't have to be the chief sewer of quilts. You could hire other people to make the quilts according to your designs and your specifications. The reality is that you're now going to have a $1 million business or even a $100,000 business if you are the chief sewer of quilts, selling one quilt per week. Unless, of course, you're selling them for $20,000 a piece. But you start out in business as the chief quilt sewer, but I would love to see you transition yourself into becoming the chief marketer of your incredibly successful quilt-making business. That's going from small business owner to entrepreneur. My mastermind member, Steve Graves, shared this with me when we discussed the power of the subconscious mind. Worry is detrimental to growth, but meditating on problems can lead to progress. I have a quiet time each morning that includes scripture reading, devotional, my utmost for his highest amongst others, and prayer over our business problems. I generally describe our problems in a journal, listening for his leading and writing down what I hear. Over the last 10 years, I've gotten many more ideas than I could ever put into place. I often go back over my journals to see what else I haven't put into place. Don't let your preconceived notions, narrow mindset, derail you from opportunities for success. Dream big, and then let your brain do the work to figure out how to make your big dreams come true. From the time we're born, we're conditioned to believe in taking things one step at a time. We progress through school, grade one, grade two, grade three, etc. Every set of instructions comes with step one, step two, step three. It doesn't have to be that way in business. You don't have to climb the ladder one rung at a time. You don't have to start with 50 or 100,000 and then go to 150 or 125. There's no reason in the world you can't boom up to a six-figure business and then multiple six figures. You can achieve more and reach greater success by leapfrogging. Don't be afraid to jump over different steps. Granted, this may not work if you're assembling IKEA furniture, but we're not doing that. You're working on creating your dream business and the lifestyle you want. It's perfectly okay to be nonlinear. Get ready, get psyched up, and then go step one, leap over steps two, three, and four, and land on number five. It's kind of like the old kids game. Remember chutes and ladders? Maybe you remember playing it. It was really quite simple. The ladders went up and the chutes went down. When you landed at the base of a ladder, up the ladder you went. When it was only a single level, but many times it was multiple levels. And that put you closer to the finish line. Of course, on the other hand, when you landed at the top of a chute, boom, down you went, sometimes all the way to the beginning. Think about your business like a game of chutes and ladders. You want to try to leapfrog levels to become as profitable as possible. Sure, you're going to land on some metaphorical chutes once in a while. When that happens, maybe you scream, pick yourself up, brush yourself off, and start climbing again. Of course, unlike in the game, you can use what you learned to avoid the chutes in the future. Decide to leapfrog and take your chances with the occasional chute. You'll be much more successful. You'll grow a much larger, more profitable business faster. Think big.